coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your club joining couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, October the 17th, 2011.
And this is episode 31.
Welcome to another episode.
Another prime number.
Yep, 1 times 31.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Totally.
glad to be here having another conversation with you.
I know. And this is another weekend that we went through and here with some of our folks that are listeners and stuff. Just share that with you.
Yeah.
So again, want to thank Pretty Light Music for supplying us with our intro music and our outro music.
Yep, I love them both.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna keep the same outro music.
Oh yeah, I really dig it. I think I'm stuck on it for a little bit.
Until you get bored and go to something else.
Yeah, I mean they have like 10 albums out there, so I mean we have a lot of music that we can pick from.
That's true.
So I'm not too worried about not running out of music. So. So, we had an awesome weekend.
We did.
It was very, it was like a mix of rest. It wasn't restful.
You said it wasn't restful. Well, I guess we didn't really get to rest.
Right. I mean, we did a lot of, it seemed like we did a lot of, we had like
we
bits
did a lot
and
of
spurts.
Running around on Saturday.
We did spurts of running around.
We didn't really run around that much on Sunday. I don't think.
But I'm trying to figure out why we felt so unrested on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Man, you sounding kind of low.
I'm sounding low?
There we go.
Is this better?
Oh, yeah.
Was it talking low?
I don't know.
I didn't change anything.
I turned you up a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Always good to have a man that'll turn you up.
Or turn you on. That's what you said. So, this weekend, I went and got my hair cut this weekend. And I actually did a little video.
Do you know that you're getting your hair cut more than you used to when you went to the other shop?
Yeah, because it was a real hassle. Because I had to go during my lunch and other stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I'm ever since August 15th or the first week in August, I've been going every 2 weeks. So, it's actually been kind of a routine for me.
Well, that's cool. So,
I wonder if I'm foolishly doing it, though.
Foolishly going so often?
Yeah.
No, I think every 2 weeks is on point.
Do you think I look better?
I think you look just as good as you always did.
You know what? I always get burnt when you ask me, does my face look better when I wear makeup or?
No, hold on. Don't act like I ding you because you give me one answer or the other.
No.
I don't.
I'm just saying.
Do I?
I'm just saying, if I gave an answer like that, what would you say?
I would expect you to say yes, actually.
Right.
You're
beautiful with the makeup.
You have said that before, though.
I know I have, but how did it make you feel?
Just tell me the truth.
See there? Okay.
It's different with haircuts, though, I think.
What? Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. You look better when you get haircuts every 2 weeks than a haircut once a month.
Okay. That's fair enough. Thank you, Renee, for telling me that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now, see.
I totally interrupted you.
No, you didn't. I mean, that's totally how.
Because, well.
But that was well worth it. I mean, because I actually got you to say it. You know, just like.
Oh, you're welcome.
Like okay. You really got me to say. You know, that I like your makeup,
mm-hmm.
You know, so, but I did some video for that and hopefully I'll have that out by the time everyone listens to this.
It was a surprise video. World. I didn't even know about it.
I know. So I just took the bloggy with me and I did some recording on the way there and it made me laugh because you were like, why is your voice so deep?
It was. I was watching on the bloggy and it was sounding like this.
That was my morning voice. So, we'll see how if anybody else says anything. It could have just been how it was sounding in the bloggy.
No, it's probably you.
So we did a lot of ripping and running on Saturday, or a lot of errands, and I would say that it was a good coupon saving day.
That's because you made it so.
No, there was off stuff that we needed also. I will say that.
Yep, it was stuff we needed.
So we went to Old Charlie's, and we used a coupon, which expired today, but we used it on Saturday, which was right on time. We saved $5 off of 20. Is that right?
Yeah.
And we went there, and we tried a couple of new things that they had, and split like a chicken blue bacon sandwich and nachos. It was, and we also tried... What was the appetizer we tried? Or was it one?
It was the chips and queso.
Oh, yeah. That was something.
It was like...
The potato skins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they weren't potato skins. They were like potatoes cut kind of in a spiral and then fried.
Right.
So they tasted almost like potato chips.
Right, right. So that wasn't too bad. I mean, it was good. I mean, it was a nice little cheap appetizer alternative to chips and salsa.
Yeah, yeah.
So... we went there, and then I swung by Casual Mail, and I picked up another belt because I need another belt because the one that I had was a reversible belt, and it was one of the ones that you pull the I guess the clip of it and swivel it. But what was happening was I had skin getting caught in the swivel, and it was pretty much like pliers on my skin.
It was pinching you.
Yeah,
or pinching you.
It was pinching me. Or pinching me, as I would say in North Carolina.
What, pinching?
It was pinching.
Pinching. Oh, no. I say pinching.
Oh.
We say pinching here. You kept saying pinching.
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 Pinching. It was pinching my skin. That?
Yeah, I say that.
It was pinching my skin?
But you were saying pinching.
Pinching. No, I wasn't saying pinching.
You were saying something funny.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You can get it recorded, so I don't believe you.
Damn it.
So we left there and we swung by Target, and you got a couple of things.
I got some soap, I got a different kind of beauty soap.
Mm-hmm.
Try that out. And then I got two purses.
Yep.
I was gonna get one, but then Jay prodded me to get another, and so I got that. So that was good.
Right. And you know what? I mean, we got so much stuff here that we did on our outing on Saturday that we did a haul video.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some things that we didn't mention that's on this haul video. So we also got a longer cord for our USB for our bloggy.
Yeah, so now I feel better having it and, you know,
and not
worrying about it. Like breaking off the
USB connector.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we came back and we did a haul video of everything that we got while we were out. We didn't do a Valentine's Day video, but we did do a haul video. So you get to see everything that we got, you know, minus a few big items. But yeah. And we talk about the coupon savings that we had. And then on Friday and Sunday, we went to the dog park.
Yep. I like going to the dog park a lot.
So. Yeah, it was nice and relaxing.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow, but hopefully it'll be dried up by Wednesday.
Yeah, well, Wednesday aren't we supposed to go to the club? We gotta go to the club sometime.
We can go to we don't have to do just one thing per night.
I mean, we are the club joining couple.
We are the club joining couple.
Which means that Renee and I have officially joined the YMCA.
Yep.
And, and we are very excited about that.
Yeah, well, I used to be a member of the Y, and I liked it a lot, but I'm kind of fell out of it. But now it's closer to home, so I think it'll be easier.
Right.
To go to.
Totally. I really love going to the Y. I love the option of going to the pool and everything else. And they had this special going on that if you go twice a week for the next 3 months, they give you your deposit fee back. So. We're definitely going to be doing that to get our money back.
Yeah.
Which encourages to go.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And I like that they do 3 months because if you go twice a week for 3 months, that's going to become a habit.
Right.
So I like that.
And that's what they're trying to do. I mean, they're trying to, you know, make healthier people out there. But with that, we're going to go on into some tech.
Tech technology.
Last week in tech.
Yep. Last week in tech, iOS 5.0 was delivered.
Oh, it came out and everybody was talking about it.
Oh my gosh. It hit the servers at about 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or Daylight Time.
People were blowing up.
Oh my God. And within an hour, they were already hammering Apple's servers. I mean, cause you know, everybody was just sitting there smashing, you know, check for updates.
Cause people are crazy like that.
So. Right. So, that happened. And then people were having troubles. You know, people were breaking their iPads and iPhones, and Apple was like, it's just the demand of people that were just hitting the server so hard, and I just killed a bug.
Oh, well, it's inside, so it's okay. As long as it's inside.
So we got our phones updated, and we also got the iPad updated as well, with no big hassle. You had a little couple things going on, but for the most part, do you think it went very well for you?
Yeah, very much so. Like, some people complained of losing contacts, losing playlists, and I didn't have any of that happen. So.
Right. I think the only thing that happened that was weird for you was it changed your ringer.
Yeah, it changed my ringtone. So right. I have to change it back. I don't even know if it has my other ringtones in there.
Right.
I haven't even looked, so.
So with iOS 5, we got the iCloud, which, you know, keeps everything in sync through the cloud. We got iMessage, which lets you talk to other iOS 5 devices, including iPads, iPod Touches, other iPhones on different networks for free, which is like a BlackBerry Instant Messenger that's out there that BlackBerry's always had. You had a notification center where you pull down from the top, just like from the Android.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool.
Right, and they made me.com free for everyone, so you can get a free @me address.
And what did you get for your @me address?
I got cowboy@me.com. So if
congratulations. Thank I'm very, you. Very proud of
thank
you.
Thank you.
I didn't get mine.
I know. You had to settle for the ice flow, right?
Yeah, I got the ice flow. Right. It was either that or ice flow 1121, but I figured the ice flow is easier to remember.
Right. So it's all good. I'm sorry, babe.
Oh, it's fine. I don't even know how much I'm going to use it. But it was funny. You texted me, right. And it used the @me address instead of your, well, I guess because you weren't doing it from your phone. That's why, right?
I don't know which one, which text.
You sent me a text. I think you texted me from the iPad.
Did it say from iPad?
I don't know. It just, no, it didn't. Maybe.
I should text you now.
You should text me
now. I'm gonna text you now.
Text me now. We're doing it live.
And also with the iOS upgrade, you could set up your iTunes so you can sync wirelessly over your local Wi-Fi.
And guys, he did this immediately. That's how Jay is.
I did, and I have to say, it's pretty good. I like it.
So it's from cowboy@me.com. Is what did you text me with your phone?
Yeah.
Yep. It didn't do it from your phone number.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's using iMessage.
And okay.
It's
probably using that's why.
But you can add the cowboy@me.com to my contact.
And that's true. And then it'll do that. Okay.
Yeah. Just do that. Then you won't be getting like, who's this cowboy at me guy?
I don't know this cowboy at me guy. I gotta block him. I don't know who he is.
But one of the things that I have noticed with the wireless sync, which is cool. It really is cool. But there's a constant error that pops up when I hop on my Wi-Fi with my iPhone and my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
It says iTunes cannot connect to this iPhone because an unknown error occurred, but everything syncs up. And it's 0xE800074.
That sounds odd.
Yeah. So, I'm going to, you know, probably go out and take a look sometime, but everything's syncing up. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't really use the wireless sync so much. Right. Usually, cause I don't have my phone by my bed.
Right.
But.
Well, I didn't last night. And I'm so in such a habit of also just leaving it on my desk. You know, I have so much other stuff on the side of the bed. So,
yeah.
I mean, just go back to what I've been doing. right.
Wireless sync. It's like it's not even being used.
I know, but I think once they figure out what's going on with that, then I'll probably use it more. With that, I mean, that was a big week of tech for us with the iOS 5 update, and we're just horribly busy at work. You know, I'm actually in training this week for Microsoft Link, and you're preparing for another push.
Yep, push is coming up soon, and yeah.
You guys always have some push going on.
We do. Tell you.
Man.
So, like, we're constantly busy. We've gone to weekly pushes, so I hardly ever get a break.
All right. Well, cool. Well, that's it for last week in tech, and let's do a little media.
Media.
And I have to say, guess who's coming out with an album next Tuesday? Not tomorrow, but next Tuesday.
Let me guess. Take Coldplay?
Once upon a time, somebody ran away, singing as fast as I can. Got to go. Oh, yeah. Coldplay is coming out with an album next week.
Yep. And so are you going to get it?
Oh, yeah. You know I am.
Yeah, you're a Coldplay fan.
I am.
Okay. Like, there are a couple songs I really like out of theirs, but they're okay.
Right. I mean, I love their lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, and you know I'm a lyric guy. So, I mean, that's just one of the things. They're, you know, they can be abstract and stuff like that. And they really do songs that make you think. And I've always liked Coldplay and, you know, Sade and Kanye West. You know, I love just the things that they seem so simple sometimes, except for Kanye. You know, he's not simple, but it's all good. It's all good. And I'm very excited. The name of the album is Milo Xyloto.
Xyloto?
I know I'm saying it wrong.
I think it's Xyloto.
Okay. I know I'm saying it
or
wrong.
Or Xyloto.
I don't know.
Because the X is a Z sound, so I know that.
Xyloto.
Xyloto.
What? But I'm excited. I'm debating about pre-ordering it, and I'm also thinking about just waiting to see, to do the price compare between Amazon MP3 and iTunes.
Yeah, because when it comes out, like, I know last time you did that, somebody else was having a sale or something.
Right. But, I mean, I know I'm going to get the album. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just, I mean, with Kanye, I got his album. I pre-ordered his album, you know, and it downloaded while I was asleep and everything. But I don't know. I'm still debating. I have until the 24th to figure out if I'm going to or not. So, all right.
And then we watched a documentary.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible Tells Me So. And I got this idea off of the forums I go to, the debate forums.
The Extra Life forums?
The Extra Life debate forums.
Uh-huh.
And they mentioned this, so I added to the queue and we watched it. The documentary is about people who are homosexual and their experiences with coming out to their families. Most of the time, their families portrayed are conservative or religious families.
Right.
So I thought it was a pretty good documentary.
Okay.
Like, it didn't just paint everything like in a happy light all the time. It felt pretty real.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool. So, I mean, I watched it with you and I mean, it's, you know, typical, you know, documentary type podcast. I mean, not podcast, but documentary type movie that I've seen before. I mean, they had, you know, they even went as far as they had a little excerpt of, Hitler at one point.
Every documentary has a little excerpt of Hitler.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Jay said it brings the documentary down a notch because they have that.
I think so. I think it's
I mean, it was only on screen for like 5 seconds, if that, like probably less than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought it was kind of funny though, you know. But yeah, so, after that, not after that, but Charlie's Angels, the reboot.
Yeah, I felt I should mention this part since, even if we haven't watched one episode yet.
But we did, it did take up, you know, 2 hours on our DVR.
It's been canceled.
So that was that's show number two that we had in the DVR that we were thinking about watching.
Yeah.
That has been canceled.
Now, I don't feel as emotionally attached to this one. I didn't really watch it. So are you going to just take the other ones off?
Probably so.
Yeah,
probably
there's so. No point in getting into a story when it's just going to be canceled anyway.
Yeah, I would be curious to see how bad it is, but it's canceled. There's no point. I mean, we didn't get to see the first one. We didn't catch the first one. We got the second and third one. So yeah, we'll totally go ahead and just pull it off the DVR and axe it off.
Goodbye, Charlie's Angels.
Bye-bye. You have been eliminated. Then you have a new show that's coming up that you want to check out.
Yeah, it's called Project Accessory, and it's based on the Project Runway format.
Right.
It's going to be interesting, but I'm curious to see how it's going to work out, because how is a person who regularly makes purses going to make shoes, and a person who regularly makes shoes going to make earrings? I don't know. This is going to be interesting to see how it pans out.
Right.
It could be totally awesome. It could be totally lame. So it just depends.
You know, I'll be there to watch it with you.
Oh, because you're awesome.
I enjoy it. I like trying to, you know, seeing some of the drama and stuff like that. I
mean, always drama.
And then just watching the producers save someone that, you know, is horrible. But yet they keep them around.
Oh.
So,
oh yeah,
you know, for the whole factor,
gotta have drama.
Oh yeah, you got a little Batman.
I do. Batman Arkham City is coming out tomorrow.
Oh snap!
I'm not gonna buy it yet. I still have to finish Batman Arkham Asylum, but that's actually next on my list.
Well, that's cool. That's
so easy. So once I finish Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, I'm gonna finish up Arkham Asylum. I'm about a little bit over halfway through. I feel like I can get that hard and get that done, and then I might just get Arkham City then if I finish that.
No, that's cool. This weekend, I was talking to our buddy Jason Pellell that gave us the awesome curry recipe that we had again this past weekend.
yes, we did.
And we were talking about the PlayStation Network was selling NBA Jams on fire. So when I was a kid when I was younger, I think I was in college actually, maybe a little bit before, NBA Jams came out, and I played this game like no other game aside from, you know, the ones where you fight, you know, like Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter 2. But NBA Jams was my sports game that I totally fell in love with.
Yeah, I was never really into the sports games.
Right. So for me, I mean, I really like it because you can run around and push people down, and you can goaltend and all that
you
stuff.
You can run around and push people down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was one of the things that when I played basketball, I always fouled out. So, I should have played football.
You were mean.
I wasn't mean. I was just didn't have control of my body. But hands part of the ball. The hand is part of the ball, you know. So I picked that up. I got it installed, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet. I'm looking forward to getting in and playing it and, you know, hitting Jason up to see if we can play some online. And I also did pick up Mass Effect 2 this weekend as well.
He just couldn't resist.
I couldn't. And then I also picked up the Genesis that would allow me to, you know, do like the 15-minute interactive comic choose your story type deal, so that I can have a character as if I came from one. You know, I could have went out and got some saves from other people, but I felt like that I wouldn't have the whole story. So,
or I can just do it my way and make a character from one.
Yeah, and then just do the 50 hours of playtime.
You know it.
Yep. So, you also hit 30 in DCUO.
Oh, yeah, I did. I forgot to even say that. Yeah, I hit the max level, which is really easy to do, actually. So it was fun. I had fun playing with you and, Serb and Friskos and,
right.
Wayne even came on, came along.
I know. And, he actually hopped in vent with us Saturday night.
Yeah,
man.
That was awesome.
I know.
So, it's good. It's going free to play, so I can play around with it a little more.
Yeah, yeah. So you're actually going to be canceling your account?
Yeah, we need to cancel it this Saturday.
Well,
in order not to get charged, right?
I believe so. You might want to check the account. It's either we did it early so that we put the 20 this Saturday?
Maybe. But I think we were thinking it would be free to play by now.
Right.
But it's not, right?
No, it's not yet.
But probably not till October 31st. But yeah, I'm not going to pay for another month.
So. Right. Okay, that's cool. I think I'm going to pick up 3 months since Serve kind of picked up 3 months since we started playing. He did renew because he knew I was going to start playing. Mm-hmm. And he did a 3 month one, so I'm going to stick there by his side.
Yeah, I have to remember to give you that money too.
Oh, yeah, so that we can keep it all in the family.
Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family. And wow, it seemed like we
barreled through things. I'm not talking enough.
I guess we're not interrupting each other.
I'm being courteous.
I am too. What's, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Oh, well, I have something. Oh, well, I have something to put on the end of this.
Okay, what's up?
As far as comic book reading.
Oh.
I cleaned up Jay's comic books that he has. We bought another short box.
Yeah, because
for his comics.
Yeah, because I'm way behind. And and I'm kind of glad you went through that. And I really appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
Didn't have to.
Yeah, I know. But I alphabetized all his comics and I put them in order so that it doesn't look like this one big pile of comics.
And that was amazing of you to do. And then you pointed out that, I had a crap ton of Punishers.
He has almost like
3 years.
He has half of a short box of all Punishers.
I actually have, I'm pretty sure I read probably about 4 or 5 of the maxes when I finally moved here. And then I stopped. And we talked about this last night. Well, I think what it is that with Punisher Max to me is slightly different than the Punisher I read back in the 90s, because back then Marvel didn't have Max series. So pretty much with the Max comic books in Marvel, I mean, they're more for the adults. You know, they got the cursing, they have the boobs and everything else. And I think for me, one of the things that I liked about Punisher was the fact that he was this angry guy. You know, he, you know, out to get revenge for his family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Frank was out to do his thing, and yet he didn't use any strong language. I'm not saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with using strong language, but the fact that he never did. I mean, I don't know. It was just,
well, I mean, you have to understand the Punisher is different in different worlds. The
right.
Ultimate Punisher is not the same.
Right. Now, the regular Punisher. Right. Now, I think that's what it is. I'm not used to this Max World Punisher.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a different because Punisher. I don't, he's harder. He's less emotional. He's
right.
He's more like he's the,
he's
like
a killing machine.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in the regular world, but he also showed turmoil and he had, you know what I'm saying? Now I like Deadpool Max.
Well, yeah.
Because it's a different Max almost. It's almost like hanging out in vent type dead.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, maybe we should add that. We don't have that.
Really?
Nope, we don't have Deadpool Max. All we have is Deadpool.
Really?
Really.
Well, Deadpool is racy.
Yeah, it's a little racy, but it doesn't show naked breasts or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know, I like boobs.
Yeah, sorry. No boobs.
Yeah, anyway. Well, yeah, that's a nice little tangent and everything.
Yeah, I totally forgot. I was going to mention that, but I forgot.
But yeah, so, yeah, anyway. Well, we're going to get to the good part of the show, which is every part of the show. But we're going to get to food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Oh, man.
Would you like to use the same music?
Oh, yes, I will be using the same music. Thanks for saying that. The
Piano Concerto in A Minor, Opus 16.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
2.
Uh-oh.
Adagio.
I think
Berlin,
I'm about to mess up. Radio, brace yourself.
Symphony.
Okay.
Orchestra.
Sorry. Something else was getting ready to kick on. You know what's getting ready to play?
What? Hey, we can use that instead. So the music for this food is Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
But there'll be talking behind us, though. So we don't want the people to get, okay. You know. So we'll go back to the piano concerto. But for this full logic.
Oh, come on.
Let's get it on.
Baby.
Let's get it on. Let's love, baby.
All right.
Sorry.
Let's go to the boring piano concerto music. Man. I need to pick out some good music for the food section next week. I'm not saying this isn't good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick out something.
But we do have a try this.
Oh, try this. And because I actually stopped getting being lazy. Actually, Jay picked out the try this.
Well, it was because you told me about this. And with couponing, we got a free one.
Buy one. Yeah. Yeah. It was just free. Straight free, right?
Straight free. So, Dr. Pepper came out with this new drink called Dr. Pepper 10. And Renee was telling me about this. And it's supposed to be no women allowed.
Which is bull crap. They could have turned it on his head and marketed this towards women just as well. They just went with something.
Right. So I'm looking here on the St. Augustine record and I'm thinking it's coming from another source here, because it says New York, but it says dudes don't do diet.
Because it's not a diet drink, even though it's only 10 calories.
Dudes don't drink diet, or at least that's the idea behind Dr. Pepper 10, a 10-calorie soft drink. The Dr. Pepper Snappy Group Incorporated is rolling out on Monday with a macho ad campaign that proclaims it's not for women. So, you want to read this while I go pour our drinks for us?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so I'm going to leave you with them, and I'll be right back. Or you can just talk about whatever.
Jay's going to fix the try this. Actually, I know what I'm going to talk about. Speaking of couponing, Jay got something of a coupon for me. He did something awesome. Like, I've been on the makeup kick lately. Like, I've been doing more makeup and everything. So there was a Living Social coupon for, $30 worth of makeup for $15 at for e.l.f. products, which stands for eyes, lips, face. And he bought me two of those. So I have $60 worth of voucher to get makeup. So I'm really excited. And he was really awesome for doing that. And Alachian Strumpet have already helped me look and see some possible items that I'm going to get. And I'm really excited to try it. And I'm going to venture out from the browns that I normally get, the browns and nudes. And I'm going to go on into some teal, some greens, get more pink on my face. And the makeup part this is not for the makeup people, but I'm enjoying it more. I think it makes me look better. Not necessarily younger. And Jay's back. So I look forward to doing a haul video showing you all what I get from e.l.f. whenever it comes in. So Jay's here. Jay has chilled our glasses in the freezer so they're nice and cold. First, let me smell the Dr. Pepper.
And I will say, hold on. Nah, not really. So I will say, you were talking about the Groupon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said Living Social, but Groupon, sorry.
So, it was Living Social. You're right. So, I told the guys about the makeup. Saying, hey, you know, if you want to get your wife something that's cheap. I mean, if they like makeup. And they was like, that's one thing you don't get your wife.
What, makeup?
Yeah,
because it makes them feel like they're...
I guess. Not I mean,
able. No, I was excited to get that.
And I was just like, well, I mean, if that's what, you know, they like, I mean, if you come with the right attitude, if you're like, hey, I got your makeup because you need it.
Yeah. That's not a good thing.
I know. That's not like, that's like the thing of getting, a vacuum cleaner for an anniversary present, you know? Unless somebody really wants it. So we have the Dr. Pepper 10 here.
That's funny. The packaging is a gunmetal gray packaging with silver bullets.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome. So,
that's hilarious.
Have you tried it yet?
No, I've smelled it.
Smells like Dr. Pepper.
I guess I'll try it.
All right. I don't know if the music's too loud here. I'll turn it down just a little bit.
It doesn't taste like Diet Dr. Pepper.
Really?
It does not.
Huh.
The aftertaste is slightly.
Okay.
Slightly that, but not much.
All right, let me take me a swig here.
Okay. Let me try it out. Tell me what you think. It's not bad. Does it taste like Diet to you?
It doesn't.
Does it taste like regular Dr. Pepper?
You know what?
It kind of does.
It kind of does, but it has been a long time since I had regular Dr. Pepper because I drink Diet.
It tastes more cloyingly sweet. Like it tastes, like it doesn't taste like a regular Dr. Pepper either.
Right. So it's almost like
in the middle.
So it's like for those that are like, oh, Dr. Pepper's too strong, or I'm a big wuss, I can't handle it. Dr. Pepper. Nah, I'm playing. But nah, Dr. Pepper 10 is actually pretty good. I mean, there really isn't an aftertaste of any diet or anything like that, from what I can tell. I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah, it does give it a sweeter taste. Yeah, it has 10 calories and 10 grams of sugar.
Huh. It's not bad. I mean, I think
And the regular Dr. Pepper has 150 calories and 27 grams of sugar.
Okay.
So,
wow.
So, it's basically a diet. This is basically a diet drink.
Yeah. So, basically, okay. So, the regular Dr. Pepper is 120 calories and how many grams of sugar?
150 calories and 27 grams of sugar.
Huh. I'd rather drink the 10.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
because it has less calories and sugar in it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've reached. I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, like this article says, people don't make fun of men who drink diet drinks.
No, it's just like you said, babe. They're trying to jump on the whole, what's it called? Old Spice craze.
Yeah,
the macho man.
I never seen anybody get made fun of.
Unless, but, you know, I go to Taco Bell and say, give me 12 tacos and a Diet Pepsi.
But people do that all the time.
I know. But yeah, so that was the try this for this week. It wasn't, it was good. It was actually good. So thank you, coupon people, for the coupon. Thanks, Jay.
For getting coupons, yeah, we can have a free soda.
That's me patting myself on the back. And we did try something new as far as something prepackaged or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Pockets has this new thing called Snackers, which are like mini pizza bites or mini Hot Pocket bites. And we got the Italian. Was that the kind we got?
Yeah. It was like Italian. So it had Italian sausage in it, I think. And
mozzarella. And marinara. And it was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
It was really good. So that was really good. And today, we kind of took it easy with dinner and stuff. And I had a revisitation with Goobers.
Which he doesn't like Goobers. But
actually, today, you had Goobers today. And you have been keeping the Goobers in the refrigerator. And it was actually good.
Yeah, you liked it, but I don't think I'll be keeping it in the fridge because it makes it harder to spread. And I like it when it's
easy to spread.
Easy to spread, yeah.
Mm. Well, then I'll try it when it's not cold.
And then if you try it again and you don't like it when it's not cold, then you know that's what does it.
Yeah, but it
so but I still like Goobers. It's like, oh my gosh, it's peanut butter and jelly, but with one swipe.
Yeah,
it's easy.
Yeah.
Yep. Now I wish they made strawberry Goobers.
That might be kind of good.
Cause I love strawberry jam.
Yeah, and folks, make sure you pick up some peanut butter because they said the prices are going up.
Yeah. We didn't pick up any, but I heard the prices of peanut butter are going up.
Right. So we'll be picking up some soon, though. I almost picked up some when I went to go get the Dr. Pepper.
Because we're out. We cannot be out of peanut butter in this house.
I know.
And then I made, like we mentioned before, I made chicken curry again. Chicken curry part D. Jay wanted it again, so I made it. So.
And it was great.
Yeah, I changed a little bit. I think I added more liquid to it. But it was still good.
So yeah.
It's good to know that the recipe is consistent.
Right, right. So I ate the rest of that tonight before the podcast and everything. So that was really yummy.
Yeah. And then we tried a new restaurant with our coupons.
We went to Buca de Beppo.
Buca de Beppo. And I had been, I swear it's probably like 10 years ago, last time I went. And last time I went, it was like, it was family size and it still is, but they have smaller sizes now.
Right. They have Buca small and Buca large. And so.
The Buca small is good for two people.
It's like 2 to 3 people. The large is like 4 to 7 or something like that. But we went there. This is my first time going. And it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I mean, I'll go back. We had a coupon where we saved $10 on 20.
But we ended up not saving anything.
Yeah, we did. We saved $10 still.
No, not really.
Well, why do you say that?
Because we spent... All right, we spent like... okay.
We spent like... $49.
$49, that's $50. No,
we spent $47.
$47.
But we had a $10 coupon.
Which was $37, which was more than what we would normally spend at a restaurant.
But what happened was...
What happened was
we got calamari appetizer.
Which we shouldn't have got the calamari. That was $10.
Right, we shouldn't have got that.
We shouldn't have got that. So...
I hope I just didn't burp from the microphone.
You probably did, but we're drinking Dr. Pepper. What are you going to do? So we should have got the calamari, and then for dinner, we got the baked ziti, which was good.
Yeah. I liked it. And I got a sauce. I got a side of Italian sausage, spicy sausage.
Which he regretted.
Which I regretted, you know, up until I left training today, because I was still kind of, my chest was, I was still having some reflux. With it and everything.
You should get a meatball.
Yeah.
The meatballs cost like $5 for one meatball. Yeah. But they're a half pound of beef, so.
Right. And the Italian sausage, it was really Italian-y.
Oh, there's a lot of spices. It was very flavorful.
And it was very greasy. I mean, it was Italian sausage. So, I mean, it wasn't anything that I haven't experienced before. And I should have known better.
But even with all of this. The thing that pushed me over the top.
Yeah, it wasn't the sausage.
It wasn't the sausage.
It wasn't the calamari.
It was not the calamari.
It wasn't the baked ziti.
No, it definitely wasn't the baked ziti.
What was it?
Well, what did you have to drink, Jay?
Oh, I got water and lemon because I just felt like having water and lemon.
Nice, nice. Guess what I had to drink?
Oh, you got that awesome raspberry tea.
Raspberry tea. And it was really good. It was awesome. It was great.
How awesome was it?
It was $4 awesome.
Was it really $4 awesome?
It was no, it wasn't. I mean, it was really good, but I looked at the bill. They charged me $4 for raspberry tea.
$4. So
I was like $4.
So
I had, $4.
So I had the bill, and I'm sitting there, and I was like, "Oh, we spent $37," and we were laughing about how much we spent. And we were just laughing about it because it was like, oh, man, we got to come back. And the coupon and the receipt had the, you know, call this number in 72 hours and you can save $10 on the entree again. So I was like, we're going to come back and do it. We're going to come back and do it. And so I'm sitting there looking at the receipt. And I keep looking back. I'm like, everything's like $10, $15, something like that. And I keep looking back and I see this one line that's like, you know, 3 digits. And I'm like, okay, that's the sausage. And I go back and look. I was like, what is that? And it was like $4 raspberry tea. And I said, Renee, you want to guess how much your tea was?
I was like, $3.
I was like, nope. And, no, you said.
I said two.
You said two.
And then I said
nope.
Three.
And you said three. And I said, nope. And you was like, more? I said, yes.
Okay, like I could have lived with $3 because some people charge more for their tea. I get that. But okay. This is regular tea with raspberry syrup.
Yes.
You're telling me that your raspberry syrup cost $2? That was unbelievable. I was like, I just kept saying,
yeah.
$4? $4?
And she said, I am going to get a raspberry tea to go before I leave.
And then And then, it didn't work out that way.
And then so he comes, like, is there anything else I can get you? And he's like, oh, I will take a raspberry tea to go. He's like, we're sorry, but we don't have adult cups for to go, but we have kitty cups. Do you still want one?
And I said, yes. So he brought me a little kitty cup, and it taught me how to learn Italian.
Right.
So that was part of my $4. I got a mini Italian lesson. So I walked out of there. I nursed that kitty cup of raspberry tea for a long time. Like
2 hours long.
It wasn't that long, but it was a long time. Like, I was sipping on that for like a good hour.
So, and it was funny because I had to stop by Taco Bell, because the last time we had stopped there, you ordered a strawberry Frutista freeze, and they were out of strawberry. We never had one before.
Strawberry was frozen.
Right. So I stopped in and I went through the drive through and they said, hey, can I help you? I was like, yeah, can I get a strawberry Frutista freeze? And it was like, what size? I said, large. And they said, okay, that'll be $2.43. And I said, oh, how much was that? He said, $2.43.
Oh, I gave him the most evil look.
And then we pull around the corner to the window, and he says, hi, that's $2.43. I was like, oh, what was the price again?
Trying to rub in my face that his cost like half of mine almost.
Oh, gosh.
But, I mean, it was good tea, but let's just say I won't be getting the raspberry tea when I go back there.
So be warned, people. Don't be warned about that they serve their bread cold. Be warned that. Don't be warned about the size of the entrees. Beware of the $4 flavored tea at Buca de Beppo.
Don't do it. I beg you, don't do it.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Well, that's wrapping it up for food, man. I have to admit, though, this Dr. Pepper 10 is pretty good.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but now I'm tasting it. It's sweeter than I would like.
And you know, it's because we've been drinking so much water and other stuff.
Maybe. It's really sweet.
Yeah. So. And because it has less sugar. So we've been moving on. We're moving on to odds and ends. And one of the things that we did this weekend was,
we picked Kim up from the airport.
All right. Y'all remember Kim from one of our episodes back in July where we had her on the show. And she had went down and she met, she went down to hang out with Deidre, Renee's sister, my sister-in-law. And it was good talking to her about her trip in ATL.
Yep. And we picked her up and it was good. We could have brought her car with us because it was at my parents' house. But I wanted a chance to talk to her.
Yeah.
So it was fun. She had a good time. She ate the flying biscuit. And she had a scramble.
Hi, Flying Biscuit.
Hi, Flying Biscuit. We miss you.
We like your biscuits.
And so they went to an Italian place, too.
Right.
So, yeah, she had a great time. And I'm looking forward to going down there again in the spring. Yep. So, and it was nice catching up with Kim. It was nice talking to her. So,
right.
Picked her up from the airport. And then, as Jay mentioned at the top of the show,
we joined the Y.
Yep, we joined the Y. So, it was cool. We got a little tour of the Y. And I mean, I already knew what it looked like. So, what did you think?
Well, I already knew what it looked like. I've been there before.
I was just gonna say, I already knew what it looked like. So, I didn't have to give my opinion, really. I'm curious.
You didn't know what it looked like because when you got in there, you're like, wow, you guys should have changed the whole lot.
No, I didn't say they changed a whole lot. I said you all changed some things, mm-hmm. and they had. Mm-hmm. So, what did you think?
It was nice. It wasn't nice as the one in Lincoln, but it's nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the one in Lincoln is going to be like the one that they're putting in North Commons, though.
Oh, okay.
It was newer. Yeah, they just had opened. I was there for the grand opening and all that stuff.
Cool,
so.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the North Commons one. I wonder if the one on the Northeast is going to go down, drop down.
Oh, I bet. The number of people that have is going to go down. Norton Commons is about 5 minutes away.
Yeah, Norton Commons is one of those urban civilization things where they, you know, you go in your neighborhood and everything's there you need. You know, grocery store, doctors, and everything. You don't have urban living. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's got urban living. So they're building a Y there. So,
all right.
So I look forward to going there at least twice a week. Hopefully at least three. And then we have an appointment with the specialist or whatever he is to walk us through.
The equipment.
The equipment. So. Yeah. And I'm planning on doing some Zumba classes.
I know. I'm going to have you search out the classes and let me know if there's guys there. Because I might want to try to do some.
You should go even if there isn't guys. Who cares?
I don't want people to think that I'm there to scope out the women's. I think I watch TV too much. I think you do. And where it's like, why is that creeper in here?
You have a wedding ring on.
That is true. And if I work out beside you, then I'll be good. Right?
Yes.
All right. Well, with that, we're going on to the podcast of the week.
Podcast of the week.
This week, we are doing the podcast on things edible.
Yep.
With, yum, yum, with Zendar, Vamp, and Gibbs. And you can find them at ate.dawnforgeshows.com. And that is ATE like 8. I don't know if they, I think they may have meant to do that on purpose. But all things edible. Three people. You got Xanadar, who is Jason, Vamp, and Gibbs. And those guys, the subjects of the podcast range from movies to games to specifically World of Warcraft and other topics. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay.
What?
I thought I was reading the wrong thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't read the wrong thing. So, All Things Edible Podcast is a podcast that is supposed to make food interesting, fun, and exciting. Hopefully bringing in the best chefs, home cooks, and even novice or beginner cooks to the show. Mm-hmm. Helping them to be fearless in the kitchen and dive in with both feet to try something new. Using fresh ingredients when possible and shying away from the processed food, the crew of All Things Edible take on mystery meals in the Mother Hubbard Cupboard, Mother Hubbard Challenge.
Now that's one thing I am not good at is using food that's, you know,
right,
that doesn't have a lot of processed things in it. So
right. So we're actually supposed to be guests on the show in December. And we're looking forward to it. So, all things edible. So, go give those guys a listen and let us know what you think. So, and plus we met Zendar Jason out at Nerdtacular out in Utah.
It was awesome to meet him. So,
yeah. So,
really enjoyed it.
It was really good meeting him and just can't wait to talk to them guys on the show and lady on the show. Well, yeah. Is that a show in the bag?
Show in the bag. Wow. Really? Yep.
Well, cool.
It was awesome talking to you all and spending a little time. So if they did want to contact us, Jay, how would they do so?
You can reach us by email at valentineblog@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentine.com. The podcast for the feed is at valentineblog. And all those at valentines are A.T. Valentine.
That's a good way to shorten it.
Yep.
Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. And that's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
All right. Well, you guys have a great week.
Yep. Y'all have a great night.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.